Well, today on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we are pleased to be joined on the line right now by Doug Schweitzer, the Minister of Jobs, Economy, and Innovation for the province of Alberta. I guess, first of all, Minister, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
My pleasure. It's always good to be on.
All right. Well, the main thing we kind of want to talk about here today has been growing the tourism industry. We know things have been a little tough in that sector for the past couple of years now. I know the province recently read some announcements regarding to the tourism industry. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what's all happening there?
Well, we gave an additional $63 million over the next 3 years to Travel Alberta, which is our destination management organization. They're all things tourism in Alberta. It's a Crown Corporation. And they're really focused here on accelerating the recovery of the tourism industry across Alberta. Obviously, it's probably was the hardest hit during the pandemic. The last 2 years have been devastating on travel, on people just doing the day-to-day events, things like that. So we want to make sure we can accelerate the recovery of the tourism industry. And our goal is to get it back to the pre-pandemic levels by 2024. It's an ambitious plan, but it's also a reasonable plan for us to get it done.
When we talk about sort of the tourism in this province, one thing I always think that should happen more is getting more attention on, like, some of the more rural areas of the province. Like, I myself, I'm originally from Strathmore, like, 20 minutes east of Calgary. So I got a lot of friends and family, in the Calgary area who kind of seem to be like, okay, you're way up at Peace River. What is there to kind of do up there? So, like, what things is the province trying to do when it comes to getting more people in sort of the big centers to kind of sort of explore this province's backyard, if you will?
Well, there's a whole bunch of different opportunities for us to expand tourism to every corner of Alberta. One example is Indigenous tourism. When people come to Alberta, they want to experience our amazing Indigenous culture and history. So we're working in partnership with Indigenous tourism organizations and local providers to make sure that we can enhance that experience across Alberta. Another one too, and this is, I'm a city guy, so this is always interesting, is that whole farm to table strategy. The people want to go experience farm life. They want to get out there into rural communities and see what it's actually like with cattle, and they want to see what it's like with combines and everything else. So there's a big opportunity as well to do that whole kind of farm-to-table approach that we have here. And we also have so many amazing spirits that we do here. So we've got, when we launched our announcement, we were doing it at a kind of a bourbon scotch place. We also had some gins. And we have the wine industry in the Okanagan, but there's no reason why we can't highlight the amazing spirits that we have here in Alberta and making sure when people come here, they know what we do well. So there's lots of different ways to pull on this. It's not just about, the big national parks of Banff and Jasper. They're the two busiest national parks in Canada, but we want to make sure that we highlight all of the amazing experiences across Alberta.
And when it comes on sort of that, so highlighting sort of different experiences around the province, certainly one thing I've noticed over the years, when you talk to, some of the, mayors of some of these smaller communities, ask them, reasons about, what's good about visiting their area. They can give you a laundry list of different things that, they can talk about there. So when it comes to this sort of tourism strategy, really a lot of sort of working with kind of different communities around the province with this?
That's correct. And we want to make sure we also as well work with the small businesses across Alberta. Most of the tourism experiences are driven by small business owners. And Travel Alberta, they're kind of focused on three prongs. One is attracting foreign travelers to come to Alberta, is that because we're a fly-to destination, there are huge population clusters that are in driving distance to Alberta, so we have to get foreign tourists to come here and visit our province. The other part of it is making sure that we market Alberta, so working with airlines is one piece, but market our province. Then the other side of it as well is making sure that the destination experience is just world-class. So we have a whole program to collaborate with local community organizations, small businesses, to enhance the experience in Alberta. So if you have an amazing project in the Peace Country that you think needs just a little bit of help, we're here to help with Travel Alberta.
And getting on to sort of the point on the kind of that, again, international thing when it comes to sort of selling the province, again, probably most other people across this province and really around the world, again, they probably heard of, Calgary and Edmonton, but maybe not so much, Peace River or High Level, per se. Again, what are some things that the province is doing when it comes to, again, on sort of the international thing and, kind of going on to some of the points we made earlier about getting to go to some of the more out-of-the-way locations of the province?
It really depends on what people are looking to experience. I mean, the outdoors, if you want the outdoor experience, you want to have that northern experience, the northern lights, the Indigenous culture. Some people are into hunting. There's lots of different ways that we can highlight different parts of Alberta in a way that, it's going to allow for an amazing experience when people come here. And Travel Alberta is just doing that exact thing. They're working with community and tourism organizations, business organizations across Alberta to make sure, to your point, it isn't just about Calgary, Edmonton, Banff, Jasper. It's about all of the amazing communities across Alberta so that when people come here, they can experience all of what we have to offer.
And as always, whenever we have Minister Schweitzer joining us here, we always have to work in a little bit of baseball discussion, and we're still fairly early on into the season. And one thing that's sort of impressed me most, particularly when it comes to the Blue Jays, is, you know, last year they had a lot of trouble in winning some of those, you know, those close games, like the one-run and two-run games, but they've done a much better job of that, I think, so far this year. What's kind of some of your thoughts on what we've seen out of the Blue Jays so far?
Well, you know, I think that, you know, that push to try and get into the playoffs last year really was an excellent experience for that team. They're young, they're hungry, they've added a few pieces, their pitching's looking good. But that offense, I think that they probably have the best offense in all of baseball right now. You've got everybody from Bo Bichette to Vlad Guerrero. Like, it's just an amazing team, top to bottom.
And one thing that has been a sort of point of discussion for a lot of people around baseball is around sort of the pace of play stuff. Now, we know that the, you know, the minor leagues in baseball are experimenting with the pitch clock. I think it's like 15 seconds or something like that. But they've already shown so far, they've managed to shave off about, on an average about 20 minutes or so on some of these games. What do you think about, you know, maybe, you know, the what we're seeing with the pitch clock, and, you know, should we, you know, eventually get this into the major leagues?
Well, there's lots of talk about a pitch clock and then also the automated strike zone. You've had a couple umpires in hot water recently over
Angel Hernandez
calls. Yeah, exactly. Over their strike zone inaccuracies. But also the one that I'm waiting to see as well is going to be their interpretation of how they can do shifts. Because there's so many baseball shifts in the infield right now that are just cutting down on, you know, kind of ground ball signals. So hopefully they come up with a clear rule. I'm actually a proponent of actually, you know, kind of banning some of these shifts. I think it's just taking away too many base hits in baseball, and it's just making it just kind of look like a weird game. I think that they can get back to a little bit more traditional formations on defense. I think that'll help offenses as well.
All right. Always great to have your thoughts on some of those topics. Minister Doug Schweitzer, thanks for joining us here today.
My pleasure. Thanks again for having me on.